Morning. Do stand in interest of your prayers this morning. You know, like Dad has mentioned, the things that's been going on here recently, that's pretty heavy on my mind as well, as it should for everyone.
Amen.
We may be seeing some changes. We may see some differences. I think back on Daniel. He was in Jerusalem, city of God, worshiping his Lord. But then, something happened. All that was taken away from him. He was actually even carried into a strange land. I start thinking about that. It's like, you know, I don't really foresee us being carried away captive into a strange land, but things could change to the point where this land becomes very strange to us. And it shouldn't be any surprise to us as children of God, we're supposed to be strangers here in this world. No matter where we are strangers. Our citizenship is in heaven. Let us not forget that. Let us be as Daniel and purpose in our heart. We're going to serve God no matter what. That's the thing. When I said all that changed for Daniel, what didn't change was he could still worship his God.
Amen.
No matter where we are, no matter what the climate of this political thing is, we can still worship God. If you have your Bibles, will you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Paul would write and says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." You know, it's so easy to see what's going on and get angry, get mad. The patriotism side of me wants to grab my rifle and go defend something. But we're called to be therefore followers of God as dear children. Do what I can. Live my life as peaceably as possible. Be kind, tender-hearted. The meek shall inherit the earth. Sometimes that's so foreign to us, thinking about like that. But you know, our Lord and Savior, as we heard yesterday, if he was blessed to be at County Line, we heard the revelation of Jesus Christ, the roaring lion of Judah, all-powerful, King of kings, Lord of lords, came to this earth as a lamb. Came to this earth. What an example it is to us. All those that spoke out against him, all those that riled against him, all those that spat on him, all those that struck him. He's King of kings, Lord of lords. He has all power. But he fought not back. Turn the other cheek. The things that may be coming down the pipeline, things that may be changing in our country, it's a hard pill to swallow. But Paul would tell us to be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. In verse 2 he says, "And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Our Lord and Savior came as a lamb and was offered. He offered himself to God, not to me, not to us. He was making that offering to God for us because I have nothing to give. I have nothing to offer. All I can do is claim the blood of Christ. But as we are followers of God, we're supposed to be followers of God as dear children. The child that is obedient. The child that does what the Father commands. And we have His commandments here in His Word. We need to be living our life the best way we can according to thus saith the Lord. Not according to thus saith Washington. According to thus saith the Lord. Now, meekness so oftentimes in this life is looked upon as weakness. But the Lord Himself said, the meek shall inherit the earth. We can be strong. We can be very courageous. We can boldly come before the throne of God and ask for help. Because we have help. No matter what's going on, we have real help. So let us think upon these things. Let us not get so worried and worked up about what may happen. You know what? I think it's Mark Twain, one of my favorite quotes from him is, I've experienced some awful things in my life, and some of which have actually come true. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. But I know who will be there. God, as we read in, I can't remember the address. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's not going to change. And how we should act shouldn't change either. We should stay strength, stay very courageous, and be followers of God as dear children. Walk in love, praying without ceasing. And brethren, remember, we always have something to rejoice about because of the finished work of Christ. We have that to hold on to. You know, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. That's what we have to hold on to. That solid rock. That can't be taken from us. That can't be taken from you, no matter what they do. Somebody can actually come and physically take this Bible from me and put me in chains, but they'll never be able to take my hope that's within Christ.
Amen.
No matter what may come, let us walk in love and be a followers of God, His dear children. May the Lord bless you.